You go in first, Jenna.
No, you go, Amy. I got your back.
It's so freaking scary. I can't do it. I'm too creeped out to go in there.
You promised you win a major best friend award for this.
This is scarier than a haunted house. I swore I'd never go into a Walmart. Listen to the chomping of those kids cramming candy in their mouths. Disgusting.
That's not strictly a Walmart thing. That's a universal kid and candy thing.
There's still time to save yourself. There are so many reasons you should never shop here. They use child labor in foreign countries, underpay women, neglect pregnant workers, discriminate against differently abled and elderly workers, and are notorious for wage theft.
I know that this goes against our values, and I promise I'll donate to a nonprofit organization as penance for shopping here. It's just that the Halloween Barbie costume is sold out everywhere else, and Lulu says she's never coming out of her room again unless I find it for her.
Are you sure that's such a bad thing? Lulu's been a bit screechy and unreasonable lately.
And your kid's Ruth Bader Ginsburg? Anyway, you know you need to get candy.
True.
But why you always get candy corn and black licorice is beyond me.
If I don't get those, I end up eating entire bags of candy in one sitting.
You still end up doing that. You just suffer through the worst tasting candy known to humankind when you could be hating yourself over Snickers and Reese's. Okay, I'm going in. You with me?
You owe me. Creepy!
Clean up on aisle 13. That's clean up on aisle 13.
Oh, excuse me.
Can I help you?
Where are the Halloween costumes?
Aisle 12.
Thanks.
Why did I let you drag me here?
Help me look. Yoo-hoo. Excuse me? Hello? Can anybody hear me?
Yeah.
Oh!
Where are the Halloween Barbie costumes? I called the manager. He said you had plenty.
We did, but we sold out. Bummer. You shouldn't have waited till today.
Thanks so much for your helpful customer service tips. I'd like to speak with the manager. He said he'd put one on hold for me if you started running low.
He got busy.
I'm not leaving until I talk to him.
Fine. Jeez. Manager needed on 12. Crazy on 12.
Hey, apologize to my friend. Get back here, you.
Oh, for God's sake. Oh, maybe there's one hidden in here somewhere.
Trouble aisle 13. Trouble aisle 13.
You notice that all the cleanup and stuff is happening on aisle 13?
I hadn't noticed.
Well, guess what? There is no aisle 13. I just ran past where it would be if there was one. Just like how some buildings don't have a 13th floor.
Weird.
Maybe this is all a sign from the universe. We shouldn't be here and...
What? Oh, I know that look.
It's just... Barbie. I just cringe at the idea of your daughter being corrupted by Barbie.
What are you talking about? Barbie really shaped who I am. I got my first Barbie when I was 6. Day to night, Barbie. I loved her.
And you've been wearing high heels and flat ironing your hair ever since.
What's wrong with that?
You've had chronic foot pain and the world has never seen your gorgeous curly hair.
When I die, bury me in Birkenstock and curls. Till then, I'm a Barbie girl. Oh, I love her. I had Barbie's dream mansion, Barbie's Corvette, Barbie's European vacation.
Jeez, what didn't Barbie have? That bitch had everything.
Don't say Barbie's name in vain. I've got over 100 Barbies in my collection.
You do? I can't believe you never showed them to me.
Well, I can't. They're in a storage unit somewhere in Idaho.
Clean up aisle 13. Clean up aisle 13.
What the hell with aisle 13?
Ugh, where the hell is the manager? Anyway, no need to worry about me. Well, there's no denying that on her evolution from princess to surgeon, Barbie's had a few brushes with controversy. I'm not the only one who loves her. It may surprise you to know that every year there's a National Barbie Convention. There's even a National Barbie Day.
Let me guess. You all celebrate by wearing tight clothes and sky-high heels while aspiring to unrealistic body standards?
It's not that bad.
No. What about those people who spend $500,000 on plastic surgery to look like Barbie?
To each their own. Maybe you'd be down with the whole Barbie thing if they made an average Barbie.
I would. I really would.
Restock aisle 13, please. Restock aisle 13.
There is no aisle 13!
Face it, Barbie's got a cult following that rivals the Grateful Dead. And by all that is holy, I'm gonna find our storage unit someday.
I bet if those Barbies and your storage unit could talk, they'd tell you a thing or two about a thing or two. I wish those Barbies could talk.
Oh my gosh. A Barbie parade. Wow! You guys look awesome. Where did you come from?
Aisle 13!
Aisle 13, but...
How cool! I wonder why the store didn't advertise the parade.
This isn't about the store, Jenna. This is about you.
How do you know my name?
We've known your name since you were 6, doll.
Wait. Aren't you Slumber Party Barbie?
That's me. I came with everything needed for an epic night with my best pals. Pajamas, curlers, bobby pins, a brush, a scale permanently set to 110 pounds, and a book called How to Lose Weight. The only advice it offered, don't eat.
Seriously?
Oh, she's serious. Kissing Barbie here. With me, you get real lipstick. The box read, make her kiss. See her lips pucker. Hear the sound. See the lipstick mark. Because God knows every woman and girl wears lipstick, right?
Teen Talk Barbie here. It's bad enough that my main phrases include, will we ever have enough clothes? And I love shopping. But the American Association of University Women was deeply grossed out by the things I say, like, math class is rough.
Hi, I'm Barbie's new friend, Share a Smile Becky. The company was trying to be more inclusive, so they put me in this wheelchair. Then a 17-year-old high school student with cerebral palsy noticed that my chair didn't fit through Barbie's dream house door. But I'm supposed to smile anyway. What a load, huh?
Totally. Sorry, Becky.
Oh, down boy. Sorry about that. I'm forever Barbie with Tanner the dog. I loved being a professional dog walker. Tanner could eat and poop, so I could pick it up with a scooper. Good times. But the magnetic poop nuggets were a choking hazard, so me and my pup were recalled. I'm fondly remembered as Pooper Scooper Barbie.
Oh, what about Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds Barbie, McDonald's Drive-Thru Barbie, oh, and Computer Engineer Barbie?
We're here!
In the book that came with me called Barbie, I can be a computer engineer. I try to create a computer game, but I'm only capable of coming up with the design. I need the help of two men to do the coding. I also give my friend Skipper's computer a virus, and the two dudes save the day. Lucky me, right?
I read about that. The backlash was ginormous. So why wasn't there an MBA Barbie? I mean, really?
Because we were created to get our MRS degree.
I never thought of it that way, but I mean... Ken's a cool dude, right?
Ken, please, don't get me started.
Wait, what's wrong with Barbie and Ken?
Everything.
Whoa.
Where'd the Barbies go?
Are you the little lady who wants the Barbie costume?
I'm not a little lady.
Damn right.
Sorry, ma'am. None left. The early bird gets the...
Clean up aisle 13.
Gotta run, ladies.
Clean up aisle 13.
I need a Halloween miracle.
Why don't you pray to Barbie?
Oh my God, great idea. I've worshipped her my whole life. Dear Heavenly Barbie, please hear my prayer. Oh, great and powerful Barbie, please help me make my daughter's wish come true. Who are you?
Are you freaking kidding me with that? First time ever someone's prayed to me. The real me, anyway. Thought that was worth showing up for.
Wait a minute. You're not the real Barbie.
The hell I'm not.
But you're larger than...
You got a problem with that? Oh, of course you do. It started when you were 6.
But you've got plain, wavy brown hair. Ooh, with gray streaks.
Ooh, this one's a genius, yeah? Very observant. Pleased to meet you. I'm real Barbie.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
You're the real Barbie?
In the flesh. They've been keeping me locked up for decades. God forbid girls should grow up feeling good about their true, unadulterated selves. Take a good look, hon. This is what a real woman looks like. Nothing to be afraid of. Do yourself a favor. Give your kids something else to play with.
But I...
Trust me, she'll have a much better life, honey.
I love you, Barbie.
My first convert. That's cool. See you awesome, worthy women later. Hopefully by then you'll be wearing comfy shoes and your real hair.
Real Barbie. Wow. Thank you, real Barbie. I'll try to let my freak flag fly.
Nothing freaky about you doing you.
From now on, I'm asking myself, what would real Barbie do? Oh, wait, I know.
You're getting the Ruth Bader Ginsburg costume?
This one's for you, real Barbie.